Peter and Paul. One of the ways we see the wisdom of the early church is in their placing Peter and Paul's saint days together so that they have a shared celebration, thereby making sure that there was no room for divisions over their leadership, even with their disagreements. It may be that the church forgot this wisdom in the Reformation, with Rome claiming Peter's authority and Paul becoming the hero of Protestants. The early church was quite clear that the first pastor and the first theologian of the faith had to be held in equal respect and in equal balance of authority. One without the other leaves us incomplete and unbalanced. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Our eyes are turned to you, O Lord. Our eyes are turned to you. Psalm 141, verses 1, 3 to 6. O Lord, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their choice foods. Let the righteous smite me in friendly rebuke. Let not the oil of the unrighteous anoint my head. For my prayer is continually against their wicked deeds. Let their rulers be overthrown in stony places, that they may know my words are true. Our eyes are turned to you, O Lord. Our eyes are turned to you. A reading from Acts chapter 13, verses 13 to 25. Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and when they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, "Men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." Then Paul stood up, and motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with an uplifted arm he brought them out of it. Now for a time of about 40 years he put up with their ways in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land to them by allotment. After that, he gave them judges for about 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward, they asked for a king, so God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised them again, David as king, to whom he also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. From this man's seed, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus. After John had first preached, before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, Who do you think I am? Am I not he? But behold, there comes one after me, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to loose. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our eyes are turned to you, O Lord. Our eyes are turned to you. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a leader in South Africa's struggle against apartheid, wrote, The first law of our being is that we are set in a delicate network of interdependence with our fellow human beings and with the rest of God's creation. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of welcome, you invite us into your family. We sit at your table and savor your word to us. Help us receive all the nourishment you have for us this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's blessing, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 16. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we think of further restrictions that are being lifted this day, we pray for your wisdom and your guidance in where we should go, what we should do, and who we are with. We pray that we will be as hospitable as we can be in the guidelines and in how you are calling us to be hospitable in your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we surrender to you our schedule and our nice, tidy, pre-planned opportunities to meet with you. Interrupt our day and make us alert to the unexpected people you're inviting us to meet with. We are strengthened by Jesus' promise in Acts chapter 1 today. Thank you, Lord, that I have received power by the Holy Spirit to be your witness and to extend your welcome to my neighborhood, my community, and my enemies, and everyone I meet. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, you promise never to leave us or forsake us. Since we are always in your presence, help us always to keep our eyes fixed upon you, that we might follow your lead in the never-ending dance of your life as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.